The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Daf Samech Zayin. We are studying Perek HaMocher Et HaBayit. We are on Samech Vav Amud Bet, and we are up to Ba'eh Rav Yosef. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Okay, we go into a subject very quickly here. Rabbi Yosef has a question. What's this question? By Rabbi Yosef. Meg Yeshamim. You have rainwaters. Shahashav Alehem Ladiyah Et Etzroblin. You had Kavanah to use the waters to clean the Etzroblin. Etzroblin, we said, was the part of the millstone. I think they called it the mill ring in the it was the frame, basically, which was it's attached to the ground. So you were washing the etzroblin with rainwater. So what's the question? Ma'u lizera'im. Oh, what does that do for zera'im? If the water trickles off the etzroblin and goes on fruit, well, we know the law that a fruit cannot be mekabel tum'ah unless it first was mukshar le tum'ah. Hekshel le tum'ah means one of the seven liquids, rashetevot, yad, shahat, dam, yayin, dvash, shemen, halav, tal, dam, mayim. One of those seven liquids went on the fruit willingly, midda'at, so that already causes the fruit to be receptive. It doesn't make it tameh. Now it becomes mukshal l'tumah. It becomes susceptible to receive tumah. If the water never came on it, so then it's not mikabel tumah. It has to be also telush, not when it's on the tree. It has to be wet when it is off the tree. So the she'ela was like this. The guy's washing the etzroblin. What? With rainwater. Let's say rainwater is one of the seven mashkim. And what? As he's doing that, the zira'im became wet. Does that make a hechsher? Now, what's the connection between washing the etzroblin? So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Ba'ir Rabbi Yosef, right when they get wide, Megi Shamim, Shayu Yordim, it was raining. V'hishev alehen shiyadihu etzroblin. It's Kavanah, when it was raining outside, right? These things were put outside in the backyard, let's say. So he said, oh, very good, beautiful. My etzroblin needs to be cleaned anyway. So he was happy when the rain was coming down. Ma'u she'otan geshamim yechshiru zira'in im naflu alehem mekabel tum'ah. At the time that it's falling on the etzroblin, it was mechshir the zira'in. D'tna'an, we learned the mechshirin. Kol mashke she'tahilato l'ratzon, any mashke that initially you want it, afal pi she'en sofo l'ratzon, even though at the end you don't want it, מכשיר. ואחר נמה, כיוון דניח עלי בידתן לצורך אצטרוביל, אף אגב דניח עלי בידתן על פירות, הווי הכשר. חדוש. Even though you don't care for it to be on the פירות, but since you care for it to be on the אצטרובלין, your כוונה was רצון, I don't care when it comes to the fruit now. So long as you start ברצון, even though you don't end ברצון, it can be מכשיר. But wait. ובלבד שאצטרוביל חשוב כתלוש. But this only works if you consider this itzrobil, this item, detached, not attached to the ground. Why? Delo mahari mashavto velo karinan be v'chi yiten elahecha de mechashiv shiyadu al davar talush. Accepted fact. This din that if your kavanah was liratzon and then lo liratzon on the fruit, that's only when the rain falls on a detached item. So therefore, if the itzrobil, Originally it was detached, and you attach it to the ground. If you consider it detached, so then since my covenant is for the rain to fall on the Itzrubil, even though I don't care for it to fall on the Perot, it'll be Makshir. Because a klal. בדבר המתלתל כשתחילתו ברצון וסופו אינו ברצון מכשיר. That's the rule, klal, accept it. הם פסוקים נראה לפעמים. כדאמרים על הפרק כמה זה שחיטה תכונין. תלוש ולבסוף חברו. Now, if the item was תלוש, it was detached, and then you attached it to the ground, let's say. לעניין איך שזירה עם מחלוק את התנה, כופה קערה על גבי הכותל, ופרחין הנשאר לספר דקטירה מנדה כותל, בעניין חשוב, תלוש, ואם חשב שיודח, הרי זה בכי יותר, אבל בכותל מערה, אבל island that's מחובר to the ground, מעיקרו לא מהניה מחשבתו להכשיר זירה עם בתורת כהן, which means, if let's say, something was attached to the ground, a wall, right? And it rained on the wall, and the covenant was for that sword on the wall, then you don't say that. That Ratzon over here will help for the Perot. Only on a Talush item that's detached, the deen is Ratzon, and Shalom Ratzon is Mukshar. So the question really is of Rav Yosef, how do you look at Itzrubil? Is an Itzrubil attached? Or do you say, since it was detached, now he attached it, it has a deen of a mitatadaf kamina v'ziraim? That's a she'ela. So he comes along and says, Mau. So Alibad Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says Damar Kol Mechubar LeKarka Hareu KeKarka Lo Tifailach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's no question. Rabbi Eliezer's shita was anything that's Mechubar. Bottom line, it's Mechubar now. It's Karka. So therefore, for sure, according to him, the Ziraim are not going to be Mukshar. Tashbam Alibad Rabbi Eliezer Lo Tifailach Devaday Hashiv Mechubar. ושומר ולא מבעיה אצרוביל לדמי לקרקע תפה ממכתשת קבועה לוודאי חשיב מחובר, which means a מכתשת, the millstone, that's definitely קבוע, אלא אפילו מכתשת קבועה לחשיב לו לבנן תלוש פליג איו ואמר כל המחובר, which means the מכתשת. That's what we had the מחלוק about. The מכתשת was the actual grinder itself, the millstone itself. We had a machlok. They looked at it as a metatil, because bottom line, it's movable. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he said, no, since it stays in its place, we consider it like karka. So if the machteshit, which is movable, the rabbis consider it like karka, kochken, it's tubil, which really is the frame, kochken is considered karka, and if according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no question. Okay? Now, כבלה, כי טבעי לך, אליבד רבנן, דאמרה, אינו כקרקע. But we're asking according to the rabbis that they consider the Itzrubil not like karka. Well, what's the question? It's not like karka, so then it should be makshir. What's the question? So look at Rashbam. Bottom Rashbam. כי טבעי לך, אליבד רבנן, דלעד פליגה, דרבילי עז במכתשת קבועה. Right? When it comes to מכתשת קבועה, that's the fixed מכתש, the millstone, the rabbis came along and said, no, it's considered metal, it's movable. מי אמרי, היינו תם את הספיר לאכול בתלוש ובסוף חברו חשיב תלוש. Do you say that the pshat over there is that something that started detached and then you attached it, it's considered detached and therefore it's considered metal? If that's the sevara, then you're right. Then over here by the Bekshir Zira'im, it'll be makshir. However, וכך לא מאחר את הקבועה, והוא הדין לגבי הכשר תומה, וכיוון את המים משום תעשיב לתלוש, לא בבעיה, איך את העשיב להדיח מכתשת קבועה למכשיר, אלא אפילו עשיב להדיח בין אצטרוביל, מכשיר את הזיריים, שאתה קורא את המים לגבי אצטרוביל, תניו, דאמרי, מחור, לאו משום דחשיב מחובר, והגבי מחר מכתשת, חשבי לתלוש, ולבסוף חברו כתלוש, ואצטרוביל נמי תלוש ולבסוף חברו. The קודם שקבירו בקרקה, this frame, it's a set like a מכתשת. Before you put it in the ground, it starts off תלוש. So מכתשת and אצטרוביל have the same deen. That anything that starts off detached, according to the rabbis, and then you attach it, has a deen of detached, therefore it doesn't come with the house, that's the first deen, doesn't come with the house, and therefore לגבי הכשר זרעים, it's going to consider detached. Therefore, if you wanted to wash the item, the tzrubil, it's meratzon, but that's not going to affect the perot. That'll be the shita of the rabbis, right? Havi barui v'omed ve'ela ha'inu tamayim mishum de'ikar setot b'to b'karka tfeim m'machteshet. Oh, but I could argue. I could say, but maybe the tzrubil is more kavua than the mechteshet. Now the now I'll give you the other side of the question. Or maybe I could argue, hey, mechteshet, that starts with detach and you attach it, but it's not so much kavua. That's when the rabbis consider metadli, but it's trobi, which is the frame of the item, which is very, that you never take apart. Maybe the rabbis will concede in that case that it's considered karka. Maybe it's like a wall. The wall of the house, even though it's started off detached, once the wall is a part of the house, it's considered karka. So maybe the rabbis were only saying that even by a mechteshet, but maybe by an itzrobil, could be it's considered more kavua. Right? The next is like, well, karka. Okay, so that would be considered like karka, or then maybe no, maybe they look at mechteshet. Again, if you learn mechteshet, this is the key, the way you have to tackle this question. Mechteshet is the millstone itself, the grinder, right? They call it the grinder. What's the reason why the rabbis say when you buy a house you don't get the grinder? What's the reason? I've got to analyze. So if you say the reason is because they hold something that was detached and then you attach it, consider detached. Oh, so if they hold that, then you could mehalik and say, yeah, maybe a mechteshet is still considered detached, but it's srobil, which is the frame, which is more kavua, it's considered like a wall, therefore it's like karka, therefore the zira'im will not be mukshar. I could hiluk between an itzrobil and a mechteshet. But maybe I'll give you a different reason of the rabbis. Maybe I'll tell you know why the rabbis hold that when you buy a house, it doesn't include the mechteshet. Because a seller sells behind ra'ah. When a guy sells, he sells the minimum he wants to sell. The seller sells with a cheap eye. And if I'm selling it out, but I'm holding stuff back for myself. Now, if you hold, that's the reason. So then already, it's got nothing to do with, is it considered attached? Really, it's considered attached. But a seller sells things behind ra'ah. So therefore, I can tell you, it's attached. Therefore, the zereim are not going to be mukshar. Tiku, leave it in a tiku. So again, the question according to the rabbis is really, rabbis, you told me a deen. Everything is extrapolation from this deen. You told me that a mechteshet, which is the grinder itself, the millstone itself, it starts off detached from the ground, obviously, and then you attach it to the ground. Rabbis didn't tell us anything, except when you sell a house, it doesn't include the mechteshet. Oh yeah? I wonder why. Why not? Well, we know rules here. Things that are metaltalin don't come at the house. So maybe that's the reason of the rabbis. Maybe they hold things that start off detached, remain detached, even though you attach it to the ground. If that's the reason, could shekin, no, sorry. If that's the reason, maybe they only said it by a mechteshet. But by an itztrobil, it's considered more attached to the ground. Maybe they could look at an itztrobil more like a wall. Everything starts detached, you attach to the house. So therefore, if that's the reason, I can start playing a game between the itztrobil and the mechteshet, I can say, by the itztrobil, they consider it ground. Therefore, if your kavanah is to pour the water on the itztrobil, but not on the perot, right? It will not affect the perot. Because the law of ratzon and shalom ratzon only applies to a metaltalin, but not a attached. Or I could say no. The reason of the rabbis by mechteshet is a different reason. Really, I tell you, something that's detached and you put it on the ground, back on the ground, it's considered attached. But what? When a seller sells, he sells behind ra'ah. And therefore, since this item was detached at one point, the guy holds back on that item. And therefore, once you say na'ayim ra'ah sevara, so therefore, really, the gabeh selling, it'll make a difference, ayim ra'ah. But the gabeh zira'im, this will be considered karka. And therefore, it will not be makshir the zira'im. Because the law is by karka, when you hainato beratzon on the item, and lora beratzon on the fruit, it doesn't affect the fruit. That's the tiku that the Gemara leaves on the rabbis. So really the question is, what's the reason of the rabbis? That's what comes out. What's the reason of the rabbis by mechneshet? Is it because it started off metaltalin, and it goes to the mechumar, it stays metaltalin? Oh no, it is karka. The pshat is but ayin ra'ah. He sells with ayin, I mean he holds back things, the guy sells it to the whole body, and that'll be enough kamina legabeh perot of hekshir. Comes Gemara and says one more point. Actually a story. Gemara's story is shalach le Rav Nehemya bere de Rav Yosef le Rabba bere de Rav Huna zute. That's the small Rav Huna. Lene Hardea. He told me like this. Ki atya hach iteta lekamach. When this lady comes to you, agba isur nikse afilu me itstruble derehaim. What happened? Ashbam. Isur nikse. Okay, Isur is always this. Shabbat notelet b'nechse avia. You know the law? When a fellow has a estate, he dies. So the deen is that automatically the estate allots a portion to all the daughters in order to marry them off. That's a deen. That's automatically they get. So the shi'ur, how much do they get from the ketubah, or from the yirusha, I should say. So they get, let's say, a sur nechasin. What does that mean? Shabbat notel b'nechse b'vishu panasat ba'al lihin nasebo. V'kai malan b'ketubot l'panasat shamin be'av. What do you mean? How do you know how much to give? So it says, you give based on what you would assume the father wanted to give this daughter. You got to go to the Beit Din, and Beit Din says, well, how much does the father have? Based on who the daughter is. How much you can assume that the father wants, if he's generous, if he's a kamsan, it all depends. So Beit Din makes this analysis, how much to give the girl. They don't know the guy. They never met this guy, Beit Din. So how are they supposed to make an assessment on what he wanted to give the daughter for her wedding, so to speak? So it says, they get 10%. That's it. 10% of the assets go to the girl. However, but that's only from real estate. Oh, so now a girl came. Girl came to the Beit Din. Her father died, so she wants the money from the Yerusha for the wedding, for the panasa of the wedding. So, what did the rabbi say? When she comes to you, this lady, give her the 10% and include the itztruble. Include the frame of the. That means he's considering it like what? Karka. And if that's part of the husband. That is man. Afilu mesume kerebili aizir. Dechol a mechubale karka. Areu ke karka. Finished. Right? Amar of Asher. Look at. So therefore, that's what he did. The next line, again, Amar of Asher. Ki havinan berav kana, when we're in the yeshiva of Rav Kana, magbinan afilu me'amla de bate. Wow. They took this payment for the girls even from rent money. Mm-hmm. Now, rent money is immovable. But since the rent money is towards a karka, he can even consider the money like karka. Therefore, 10% comes even from the money itself. Now that Rashbam sums up the sugiya, he says over here in the Afilu Mesrubre, the Rashbam over there. Look at the 1, 2, second. Upirish Rabbeinu Hananel Vekay Malan Achi. We hold like this opinion, like Amelia, is it? Or like this opinion of by the girl, she gets even from the Yitzrable. Okay, he's saying this law applies even Bizman Azeh. You let Beit Din assess, if they can assess, flat tax. 10% goes to the girl, only from Karka. The Yitzrable is Karka kotribiri aizer. Next Rashbam. Skip down next Rashbam. Agbam itzruble. Okay? Now, just Rashbam points out, don't confuse this payment with a ketubah payment. Ketubah payment can be paid even from metaltali. But for this wedding payment, the money that you give her to set her up for her to get married, that's only from karka. Next one. Agbam etzrobele deinun metaltele kivuim bekarka shamina mine de sugya de shmata kerebili aezer salka halakha. You see from the sugya, halakha must be like rebili aezer de saman kola mechoba le karka areuke karka kempiresh labinu hanan el veachi paskina alibad el cheta vechen ikar. That's it. Halakha le maase. The Rashbam is posek like rebili aezer. You see, that's the way the sugya is working. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, now, till now we're talking about selling a house. Now you're selling the courtyard. Okay, what's the courtyard again? Courtyard is open area in front of the houses. Right? All the houses are there in a U shape, and the courtyard is in the middle. You saw the guy the courtyard. What comes with the courtyard? Machar batim. Wow. Right away, it comes with all the houses. That's hadush. All the houses are in the row. When you buy the hatzir, you're buying the houses where the houses are included. Borot shechinu ma'arot. You're getting the cisterns, the wells, and all the underground tunnels. All that's included. Avanot metatali. But again, no movables. Bisman shamalu hu vechod mashi betocho. But if he says, I'm selling you the hatzir and everything in the hatzir, harechulan mechurin. You get everything, even the metatali. Benkach benkach. No machanu etam minchas. But it doesn't include minchas. No matter what, even if you say I'm selling you the hatzir with everything, doesn't include the bathhouse. Velo et bet tabad. Doesn't include the olive press. Shebetocha. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Amocher et haHatzer lo machar le'ela avira shel haTzer. Rabbi Eliezer argues on the whole Mishnah. He says you only get this, doesn't mean the airspace of the haTzer. It means you get the space of the haTzer itself, no houses. haTzer, you get the space of the haTzer itself. So we have a fantastic machlok. The land. Yeah, that's what it means. It means the air, sometimes airspace means airspace in the sky. And sometimes when you say avir, it means just the clear space. Right, just the space of the hatzedah without houses. So this is a fantastic mahloket. Do you get the houses or not? Now you might say, what do you mean? It's very simple. Look at the price and you'll see what was included. You really can't because there's no ona'a by karka. By real estate, you can charge anything you want. You could, for a house, there's no such thing as overcharging. So therefore, you could buy a hatzed for $40 million, and that, you'll never know if the houses were included or not, because the price could be inflated even for the hatzer itself, because there's no din of or not. You can't say, well, it's 40 million for sure, it included the house. Maybe that was the price you just paid for the hatzer. So you can also, that's the bin, the ezer shita. Hatzer only gives you the hatzer. Look at the Rashbam. I'm okay with the hatzer. Second line. Stam. Anyway, right, that's the key. Stam. He didn't stipulate anything. I'm selling you the hatzer. Machar batim petuchim lahatzir. You get the houses that are open to the hatzir as well. Uborot shenu ma'arot b'toch ha'bayit. Now, afalgav da mocher et ha'bayit lamachar borot shenu ma'arot gabi ha'chatzir mi ha'betalim v'nechalim ha'chatzir. When you buy the house, it doesn't include the bor. We learned that in yesterday's daf. The house doesn't include the well. Mashiach in the hatzir, that's where it belongs. It's part of the hatzir. It includes the well. Okay? Very good. Next Rashbam. אבל לא תמתתלים תשמישי הבית שאינם קבועים כל כך חנך דאמר לאל אינם יכולים מכלל בית כושר שם מתתלים של מכלל תשמישי הבית, which means all the stuff that we said doesn't come with the house, the oven, the movables, that doesn't come with the chatzer either. I mean, the chatzer comes with the houses, but it doesn't come with the movables in the houses, like we learned. Okay. Very good. Comes Gemara. תראו לבנן. המוכר את החצר. Let's see if this brighter is similar to our Mishnah. Guy selling a hatzer, machar batim ha-chitzonim u-batim ha-penimim. Not only does he get the houses that are open to the hatzer, but he gets the second row of houses behind him as well. Right? You have houses that are open to the hatzer mamash, that have a window opening to the hatzer, or house or door. Then you have the houses behind it. So you get the outer houses, you get the inner houses. U-bet ha-chulsa'ot. What's bet ha-chulsa'ot? That's the ground in the hatzer that there's sand over there that they use, let's say, for making glass. Okay, that's included. Hanuyot petuchot letocha. Let's say you have stores that are opened up into the hatzer itself. Nimkarot ema. You get the stores also. V'she'en petuchot letocha. But let's say the stores are open to the Rishut Rabim. The doors on the other side. En nimkarot ema. Petuchot lekan ulekan. Let's say there's access both from the Rishut Rabim and to the hatzer. You get those stores as well. Rabbi Yehazar Omer, Mocher et haHatzer, lo machar ela milusa shel haTzer. Milusa is another way of saying air. According to Rabbi Yehazar, it's consistent with the Mishnah. You only get the haTzer proper and no houses. Amar Mor, now I'm going to analyze this. Petuchot lekan ulekan nimkarot ema. If it's open on both sides, the store to the chatzer and to the shut rabim, it comes with the chatzer. The hat, ani rifhiya. But we have a statement of Rabbi Chaya. In them karot ima, that those type of stores don't come with the chatzer. So make up your mind. Lakasha. Had the rov tashmishtayu negav. Had the rov tashmishtayu nebar. The question is, if the main access is from the shut rabim, it doesn't include, doesn't come with it. But if the main access is from the chatzer, it is included. So tashmishta lebar, bar is outside. If the main, main entrance of the store is from the outside, from the Rishut HaRabim way, because you have stores like that, you can go in one way and go out the other way. You know, two doors on both sides of the street, of the avenue, let's say, right? So the question, what's the main store? What's the main entrance? So if the main entrance is from the Rishut HaRabim, it doesn't come into Hatzer. If the main entrance is from the Hatzer, it comes into Hatzer. Okay, it's so easy. Comes again and says, back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Mocher et Hatzer lo makar ela avira shel Hatzer. You only get the airspace, meaning the land itself of the Hatzer. Amar, what's that supposed to be? Bet Rava, Rava with Aleph. Amar Rava, eat now. Oh, now we get into terminologies. According to this version over here, when the guy was selling the Hatzer, he didn't say, I'm selling you Hatzer. He used a different terminology. Darta, dirta, all different type of words over here. So we have to now analyze these words, what they mean. So the Gemara says, if he told the sellers that I'm selling you the dirta, kule alma lo peligi debate mashma. Dirta is minashon dira. So if he used the word dirta, everybody agrees the hasir comes with the batim. Ki peligi da amale darta. Oh, use the word darta. That's different. What's darta? So mor saba tarbitza mashma. Rabbi Eliezer says the word darta is mashma, the garden. That means you're only getting hatzir. Umur sabar bate mashma. And the rabbi says, oh, no, even darta includes houses. So again, dirta, no machloket. Darta, yeah, machloket. Okay, look at Rashbam. Look at Rashbam. Amarava. Kolecha damale dirta. She'amad lo mochel eloke dira zu ani mochel lecha. He says dira. That's the language. He didn't say bayit, he said dira. ובשון זה מחר לא תחסר שלא אמר חסר זו אני מוכר לך he didn't say I'm selling you חסר אלא מדור זה I'm selling you this residence כל העל מה לא פליגי דיבתי משמע everybody agrees it's including houses the בחסר אין דרים you don't live in the חסר you live in the houses so therefore when you say דירתה you mean חסר with residency with dwellings. אלא בבתים, מלכך, הכי עמודי רבי יזה, חסר בבתים, החלו, שכל ביחד קרוי דירה. The whole section, חסר plus houses, is called a דירה. So if you said, basically, I'm selling you דירה, residencies, that includes everything. כי פליגי למה לדרתה. חסר, the תרגום of חסר is דרתה. So when he just says דרתה, then we have the מחלוקת. רבי יזה סבא תרביצה משמע, which means אוויר משמע, it's a garden. Okay, next one. The Rabbanan somebody batei mashma. The darta vedirta achatem shneim lashon dirahem. Velach b'shna kaman. Akot reshita. Rava the Rava mashma shteichad amale hatzir zu ani mochel lecha. Let's say you said the word hatzir. What would you say according to this version if you said the word hatzir? Hakol modim de lo machar el avira shel hatzir. Which means in this version, use the word hatzir. Oh, there's no argument on that. Hatzir means just a courtyard. The whole machlok rovi is dirta. Oh, dirta, the rabbi say dirta, ze dira. No, everybody says dirta, dira. Dirta, dirta. Everybody holds dirta is dira. And therefore, ben the hakamim, ben the bili aizir, and includes the residencies. Where's the mahloket? Darta. Now you can ask me a question. Yeah, but the Mishnah says hasir. Hamukher et hasir. So you have to say the Mishnah is lavdafka. You have to say, when he sold the hasir, he used the word darta, which is a little dohak. When you learn this Mishnah, hamukher et hasir, you say, he sold the. He sold the Hasid. And then he got the Hasid. No. Selling the Hasid means he sold the Darta and then you have a Mahloket. Okay, a little Doha, but that's what the Bible says.
Right, also it's Hasid.
Yeah. Whenever it says Hasid, you have to explain that because everybody holds Hasid is only considered Hasid itself, you're selling. The Mahloket is Darta Dirta. Okay, so you have to say Mishnah talking about Darta, that's a little Doha, but that's fine. Look at the Ika Amri. Ika Amri, Amar Abba, Ida, new version. If he said the word darta, which is the targum of haser, wow. According to this version, even if you say darta, it includes batim. Oh, that's much better for us. The mahlok is if you said the word haser. Mor sabar haser avira mashma, umor sabar ka haser mishkan. Which was according to this version, the only machloket, everybody agrees what? If you said the word darta itself, so darta includes what? Darta includes houses. Because she can, dirta. So therefore, no argument. Dirta, darta, all those items are residents, and therefore includes the houses. What's the machlok between the rabbis and the rabbis? Hasid. Exactly like Mishnah says. Well, that works out good. And what's the logic? Well, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Hasid is a Hasid. Not houses, Hasid is the courtyard. You get the courtyard, you get the houses. What's the rabbi's logic? You remember when the Torah talked about the Hasid HaMishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan? And it says 100 Amah by 50 Amah. Now in that area called the Hatser of the Mishkan, you have stuff in there. You have the Kodesh Kodashim, you have the Echal. Those are considered like residents. And therefore, and it's all called the Hasir. The Hasir area includes other places. So therefore, they learn from Hasir HaMishkan that when you say I'm selling the Hasir, it includes all the stuff that's in the Hasir, meaning around the Hasir itself, just like Hasir HaMishkan. Good? That's the Mahloke. Further. Okay. Amar. Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Machar lo chulsit u'mesula. Oh, guy's making a double sale over here. He's selling him the pile of sand, so the guy can make glass. It's a karka sale, and he also wants some of the mitzula. What's the mitzula? The riverbed. What's the? Why would a guy want to buy a riverbed? That's the karka of the river. Right, there's gold over there. They buy because they dig over there, they get gold and different items. So he's selling them basically two pieces of karka. Right, bottom of the ocean. Bottom of the ocean. Look at the karka on the bottom of the ocean. It's gold over there. So the Gemara says, Yahzik bihulsit, lo kana mesula. Yahzik bihulsit, lo kana hulsit. Okay, something that we would take pashut. How do you buy karka? You gotta make a hazakah on it. It says, if you made a hazakah on one property, you're not going to the other one. You gotta make, it's two separate items. These are not related to each other. You have to make a kinyan on both ones individually. Even though one guy is selling them both, you might have thought maybe I'll make a kinyan on one and it, you know, everything comes with it. No, you got to make a kinyan on this, you got to make a kinyan on that. So far it sounds pashut. Gemara says, Ini, not so fast. That's not the deal. Veha amar shmuel machar lo eser sadot be'eser medinot kevan she'azik ve'had mehem kana kulam. The deen is, if I'm selling you 10 pieces of land, and they're all over the world, right? The deen is, no, once I make a kinyan on one of them, I own all 10. Oh, so why over here? Over here it should allow me to make a kinyan on one, and by the other one. Gemara says, no. Hatam hu desadna de'ar'a hadhu, dechula hadat tashmishtahu. You know what the logic over there is? We learned this in Baba Metzi'ah. All land is connected. Right. All land mass is connected. All around the globe, every piece of land is connected to each other. So therefore, when I make a kinyan over here on land number one in Africa, I'm koneh one in Asia because bottom line, they're really connected. So it's like I'm making a hazakah on all 10. And the one in North America and the one in Antarctica. The whole globe is connected. Sadat arahadu. And Ed, all those 10 fields are for the same purpose, for planting, for growing. So therefore, when you have the Sivarav Sadnadar Ahadu, that the land mass is all one, and you're buying 10 properties with the same function, then you could be Hazaka on one and Koreya. Here, the riverbed and the sand, it's hard, because again, all the land mass is together, but it's different purposes. This is to mine gold, and this is to make glass. So the Gemara says, "Aval hacha, hatash mishta lichud, hatash mishta lichud." Very, very important point. That's the difference between the cases. So again, for a kinyan to work, where I could be koneh one field and get all the other ones with it, it's got to be first land. So you say everything is combined, and it's got to be land that has the same function. Two different functions, even though it's land mass
is all connected. One makes glass, because one sand.
Right, one's for making glass, one's for gold.
Okay.
So they have different functions. So comes the Gemara and says, V'ikada amre, some say, a different version of this. Amar Amar Rav Nachman, Ichzik bechulsit, kana mitzula. According to this version, you get it. You kone one item, you get the other item with it. The Gemara says, in this version, pshita. Of course, we know this already.
Why is it different than 10 fields? You would have thought that since the functions are different, it doesn't work. It works. According to this version, I don't care functions, not function. The main thing is, it's one plan. Even though they're different items, according to this, it's hadush. You make a kinyan on this, you get that. So big enough coming to the version. Now, last point before we close out here. Last point, what's the she'ela bichlal over here? What's the three ways to buy karka? Ma'ot, kesef, shtar, hazakah. Get that clear. The three ways to buy real estate is with money, with shtar, and with hazakah. So you dig in it, stuff like that. Now this case over here, the guy bought a mitzula, the sand for the glass, and he bought the riverbed. How did he buy it? He paid for it. It's finished. What would he make in hazakah b'chlal? What's the gemara she'ela at all? Once you pay, that's the kinyan. You koneh it, you koneh everything. B'chlal, where does the gemara start? So Rashbam explains, and we learned this already, there were some places that had a minhag that even though you paid money, the kinyan is not finalized until either you follow it up with a shtar or a hazakah. So you have to say, in these cases we're talking about, that's where it was. So if, even though you paid money, so the she'ela was, you paid money, now you made a hazakah on one, there's a pull the other one in as well. First version, no. Second version, yes. Now, there's a second point that has to be clarified that the Rashbam speaks out, that we have to know. I sell you 10 fields. What's the deen? I make a kinyan on one, all the side of the world, I get everything. Right? However, the law is, let's say a ger died, and you have two, he has two properties, he has 10 properties. The deen is, I got to make a kinyan on each one of the 10. Why don't you say, I make on one, the land is all one item, let me pick up all 10. What would be a hiluk between making an acquisition of nechse hager or when a guy's selling me? Very good. Which means what? When I'm buying something, I have two things working. I have a guy that's giving it to me, he's mekneh, and I'm being koneh. So combined with the mekneh and the koneh, I can make a kinyan on one and say nada ala hadu. But by nechse hefker, there's nobody on the other side. There's nobody being makneh to me. Therefore, each field is individual and you have to make a separate kinyan on each one. Good? So we continue. Mishnah. Hamocher bet habad. Okay, a person is selling the press. Let's say the olive press. Machar et hayam ve'et hamamal ve'et habetulot. Okay, so to understand this Mishnah, you have to have a basic image of what the olive press in the olden days looked like. So, if you have it in your books there. So let's go looking at Rashbam's. Hamocher et bet habad. So ways up. Bayit shehabad bo. Okay, so it's actually the house that the press is in. Ve'oto bayit the tashmish bad lebado asui. So the house is there. The main function is to serve the press. So that was what you sold. So machar et hayam. What's the yam? Yam is the ocean, right? B'gemara mefaresh da'ainu bad atzmo. That's the actual press. With the bet habad comes the bad. Can the mefaresh v'azir. Okay, v'nir'e b'anai d'chol hanach d'ktani b'hu machar kivu'inin. All these items that come with the bet habad are kavua. Em sham ve'enam ve'inach, and the ones that enan mechurin b'chlal bet habad metaltelehen. That's the rule. Whatever's kavua is included, whatever's metaltalin is not. Okay? Betulot, we're going to wait for the Gemara, he says, to explain it. Okay, so continue the Mishnah. Aval lo machar et ha'avirim ve'et ha'galgal ve'et ha'korah. Okay, Gemara is going to explain what all these items are, so we'll wait. Ubezman sha'amar lo hu ve'chol ma shebetocho. But if he says everything's included in the sale, הרי כולן מחורין, everything's included. רבי אליעזר אומר, המוכר בית הבד מכר את הקורה. Okay. So the Gemara is going to explain that it comes with the קורה. We'll have to see why. Where's the Quran? Why is it be there? Is it argued and say that it's automatic? Gemara, yam, talfaha. Talfaha literally is lentils. What does it have to do with this here? So the Shbam says, hi areva, shekurin mayit, agula ka'adasha. Okay, that's the, that would be the pool. If you look at your picture over there, that would be where the olives, where the oil drains into. It's the bottom. It's called the yam. It's round like an like a lentil. That's why it's called the talfaha. Okay? Mamal, that's one of the other items that are included here. So interesting. Amar of Ababar Mamal. He's going to explain what the word mamal means. Mafrachta. Okay, what is mafrachta? Rashbam. Even nikuba shemachnisin ba'etz. It's not in your pictures. That's a stone that has a hole in it, that you put the etz in it. Umefarchin ba'at zetim bebet abad. Before you put the olives in the press, stage one is you put them in a keli, like a mortar, and you bake them with a piece of wood. So the mamal is that. Is that item, is that stone vessel that initially you break the olives. So that comes with, even though it's not part of the press itself, but it's part of the process. So that comes with it. Betulot. Okay, what are the betulot? Amar Rabbi Yohanan klund sa'ot shel erez shema'amidim bahem et ha'korah. If you look at your picture, that's the sidebars. Those are called the betulot. So that's where the centerpiece goes through. So the sidebars around the side walls are called betulot. Avirim kavshe. Okay, it doesn't come with the avirim, right? The Mishnah said lo machar et avirim. What is avirim kavshe? So the Rashbam says nesarim shenotnim al hazetim bebet abad kishemuridim akora alehem lekavshan. So it looks like it's these planks that are laying on the Bet Abad itself, where you put the olives before you crush them, so those are not included, because those are movables. Those pieces of wood move. So the metaltalim. Galgal, humreta. Okay, galgal is also not included. Humreta, shemigalgelin ba'et ha'korah la'alotal horida. That's like the screw, actually that's the piece that goes through the screw. That you used to turn it, to lift it and lower it. So that's a movable. So it's not included. Korah, Korah. The Korah is the Korah. What's Korah? Korah is actually the, what did we say, the press itself? No. The piece between, that's the like the screw. Or no, Korah, what did you say, is the?
The piece underneath.
In between the betulot.
Right. The wood. The wood that actually pushes over the olives. Yeah. Okay, that's the Korah itself. So that's a movable. So only the parts of the bad that are stationary, are sturdy, are karua. But anything that moves, no. Tarun Rabbanan, hamocher bet abad. So here we go. Machar et nesarim. Oh, what's nesarim? Enam kivshe. It's not kivshe. It's not those planks that are lying flat on the yam over there. Dimkin tikshamat nitin, because we just said in the Mishnah that those are not included. V'achak tari machar elahin ke'en nesim tum saviv hazetim bebet abad kadishu pazenu. Look in your picture. You see on the side of the pool, there's little pieces of wood on the rim. See above the stones, above like the bricks, there's like white bricks over protrudes. That's this item over here. That's in order that the olives don't fall off the plane over there. So therefore, those nesarim are included because that's attached to the actual piece itself. Veta yekabim. Okay, what are yekabim? Hainu yam. Hachakuka v'asuya ke'en yekiv. Okay, it's another word for the yam. That's the actual pool itself where the oil drains into. Veta mafrachot. We learned already mafrachot. That's the mortar that they use to bang the aloes before they put them in the press itself. V'tarechayim ha'tachtonot avalo ha'elyona. What is that? The lower millstone, the lowest stone, but not the top stone. What is that talking? Rashbam. Harihaima tachtona kivuahi. V'tochanim bazetim. Shebetachila mefarchin otam memafrechot v'akach tochanim berechayim. So there's a second stage. The second stage, they don't get to this press yet. They actually grind them in a rechayim, like a grinder. So in that grinder, the different stones. The bottom stone is kavua, but the top stone is not. So the bottom stone is included, the top is not. So it seems there's three stages in making oil. First, you have to put it in the mafrachta to actually bang them, to break them. And then you put them in the rechayim, and then you put them in the press itself. When you say, I'm including everything, no matter what, avirim we said is the what? Avirim. Oh, those are the boards? Okay. Yeah, avirim is kivshi. Those are the boards, the flat boards that the olives are resting on. Velo eta sakin. Right. That's the sacks that are made out of leather or goat's hair to carry the olives. That doesn't include the packages. Velo eta marzufin. Doesn't include marzufin either. What is marzufin? Marzufin are made out of leather, and sack is made out of goat's hair. So it's all this type of bags. Right? It includes the korah. What's the korah? The actual board that crushes the olives. That's the, on the picture, that's the board above the planks. Right? That when you lower it down, it right. Betabad is the main item, is the korah. When you say betabad, what crushes the grapes? That piece itself. So even though it's movable, you know, that's the ikar item. Okay. Next. Hamocher etam merchatz. Guy selling now a bathhouse. You understand the gist of all these mishnayot. It's selling different items, and what comes with it, what doesn't come with it. That's the whole sugyot over here. Next couple of pages. Hamocher etam merchatz. Lo machar et ha-nesarim. Okay, bathhouse doesn't include the nesarim. What's the nesarim? Oh, they used to put boards on the floor of the bathhouse because the floor of the bathhouse was very hot. So therefore, so the people don't burn their feet on the bathhouse floor, they put nesarim. That's not included in the purchase. Ve'et ha-sefalim. Sefalim are like little buckets that are filled with water to wash. Movable buckets, no good. Not included. Ve'et hablaniyot. Now, Shmuel had a different gesaot. He had vilaot. That's like the, as Bab explains, it's the towels. Doesn't include towels. Bezman shamalo hi vechol ma shebetochem. When you say everything included, harei kolam mechurin. Everything's included in the deal. Benkach ubenkach lo machal lo etam megorot shel mayim. Doesn't include megorot shel mayim. Those are the pools that they pour water into the merchatz. It's like a reservoir where they have the water and they pour from there into the merchatz. Doesn't include that. Ve'lo et otzrot shel etzim. And it doesn't include the storage house of wood. I guess they need wood to make the fire for the bath. That doesn't include that. Because that, when you, the wood you can use for anything. The wood you can use for your house also. It's not specific for the bathhouse itself, so it's not included. Okay? All these items, they can be used in your house also for baking purposes and stuff like that. So therefore, not included. Okay, Tanan Banan. Hamocher et ha-merchatz. There we go again. Guy sells the merchatz. Machar et bet ha-nesarim. Oh, it comes with the bet ha-nesarim. What is bet ha-nesarim? Bayit shemachnisim bu ha-nesarim le'achar l'chitza. What is that exactly? Storage house.
It's a closet.
So it's a closet. What did we say in the Mishnah? I thought we said the Mishnah doesn't include it.
The Nesarim themselves doesn't include it. The to put the Nesarim.
We said in the Mishnah, it doesn't include the wood, but it includes the actual room. Okay. That's there. That's Kavua. Ve'et bet ha-yikmin. Yikmin, that's where they put the gigiyot. Those little... he says turbans in the end. I guess they used to put like towels over their head like a turban when they used to go to the bathhouse. So the room where they store those turban hats, That's okay, included. The Bita Sefarim. Bita Sefarim, some say it's the benches, where they put the benches. And some say it's the basins. The room where you put the basins. Bita Vilaot, that's the towel room. Aval lo et Nesarim Atzman. Okay, but not the actual planks themselves, because that's movable. Velo et yikmin atzman, not the turbines themselves. Velo sefalim atzman, not the buckets themselves. Velo vilaot atzman, not the towels themselves. Ubezman shamanu hi vechol ma shepetocha, hare kolam mechurim benkach ubenkach, lo macha, lo et haberechot hamesapekot lo mayim. It doesn't include the, what are you going to say, reservoirs? Or the basins that supply water to the minhats. Ben bimot ahama, whether it's in the summer. In the summer, there's not a lot of water in those basins because not a lot of water. So you might think that the basins are thrown in because not so much water anyway in there. So you might think they're batel to the actual bathhouse. Will be mota geshamim, and certainly not in the winter where there's a lot of water in them. Velo bet kinusa esim. Okay. You don't get not only the wood you don't get for the fire, but you don't get the storage house either. Why not? So he says, because the wood is not considered a tashmish to the, that's designated to the bathhouse. Why? Because I guess you can use that wood anywhere. So therefore, just like the wood is not designated to the bathhouse, the room is not also designated. So it doesn't come with the room. But if he says, I'm selling a bathhouse and all its things that serve it, kulam mechurim. Okay, then everything is included. It's coming to add the berechot. The reservoirs, the wood room, okay, because they're all connected to the bathhouse itself, so it's included. Ha'ud amal in the chavre, guy tells his friend, bet abad vechotash misham ani mochel lecha. Right, I'm selling you the bathhouse. I'm sorry, the press, the house of the press, and everything. This is a story. Havia hanu hanvata ebrai. There was a store over there. Next to the bath, next to the bet abad, davu shatchu beushum sheme. The store didn't sell olive oil. The store actually did. The store sold actually bread and wine, but in the store itself they had shum shemin, sesames, and the sesame they would lay flat in order to dry, in order to eventually use it in the press. So the question is, maybe the store is considered serving the press because it's storing the sesame that eventually they were going to press it in the bet abad. So atal kamed Rav Yosef amar letanina imamar bet amirchas v'chot tashmishav ani mochel lecha lekulam mechulim, and that's considered tashmishav. That's considered part of this because bottom line you're storing the sesame over there. The sesame is being used in the press eventually, so therefore it's good. Amar le'abaye v'atal le'avchaya en kulam mechulim. We have a stira. Some say it is included. Some say it's not included. אל אמר ואשר חזיר אני אמר לבית הבד וכל תשמישיו ואילן מצרנה קני ואילו לא קני. So it depends. If you said I'm selling you the bathhouse and everything included and these are the borders and he actually gives them borders of the bathhouse, then already everything is included. If he just says I'm selling you the bathhouse with all its tashmishim, with all its things, then it's not included. Which I guess when you say the borders, it's more inclusive. Why? Look at the Shema Azbam. אמר רב אשר חזין אני אמר לבית הבד וכל תשמישה ואילן מצרנה הוא, and this is the borders, ואנו בכלל אנו מצרנו כאנו ואילו לא קנה. וסוגיית השמטת אמר אחי, סלנקה וקיים הלן, כרב אשר, we hold like רב אשר, והוא בטרה, ושרעין המיני, בזמן שאמר לבית המנחס וכל מה שבתוכו אני מוכר, ואני עושה זם סרעין לבית המנחס, ואני אצל את אף על פי שמצר לו מסרים החיצונים, even though he gave the outside borders, ולא קנה ברכות של מים, it doesn't include the reservoirs, ve'not bet kinus asim, and not the wood room, because all he said was bet amerchatz v'chol ma shebetocho, and everything that's in it, and he gave borders. Dekayim alam metzarim erchiv. That you just mean the reason why he gave the borders, not to say that you own everything within the borders. He's just giving him a marking, you know, just where the merchatz is. He's just trying to show where the place is. Aval im amar merchatz v'chol tashmishav. Difference. There's a difference between saying merchatz and everything that's in it, or merchatz v'chol tashmishav, merchatz and all its items that are needed for the merchatz. And he also gave him the borders.
ואינם בתוך המצד, these items are within the מצד, הרי הם מכורים, ואיל ואחז ופוטר, since they can be used in the bat, אף אגב, דאמרן, דאברש פרקים מסרים, ונחייב לו, אחר לו, אמרין, האחי, even though normally we say when you give borders, it doesn't include everything within the borders, he's just giving him a location, כיוון דאחז ודאק, because since bottom line, these items can be used in the bathhouse, it's the switch for the bathhouse, or for the bathtub, I'm sorry, and it's within the borders, it's koneh. Okay, so therefore basically the Gemara is saying, when you say kol tashmishav, and you give borders, that's when everything is included. When you say kol tashmishav, stam without borders, then things are not included. You have to do two things. You have to say kol tashmishav, and you have to give the borders itself.